Honestly, I came with my girls, wanna dance by ourselves. Can't you tell? Baby, baby, I have thick skin.
Yeah.
I don't let things get to me. But do you want me to spell it out for you right now? I'm not feeling your vibe. Crystal clear that your head over heels, but don't come any closer, my dear. Cause when I get mad, I cannot control what might happen. You think you can put your hands on my body.
Welcome in, everybody, to Amalgamation Nation for a Thursday night stream. We're going over gaming news tonight. As always, you can find these streams on Twitter, at AmNationPod. On YouTube, search Amalgamation Nation. And on twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. Also on Instagram, we can follow us there. It's at AmNationPod. You can listen on podcast platforms of choice, such as Spotify, Google, Apple, etc. If you're looking for merch, it's teespring.com/stores/AmNation-UndeadRedBull. But if that's a lot to remember, which I know it is, if you're listening on podcast, you can go down to the episode description, and it's there. The link is there. Or it's the pinned tweet on our Twitter, at AmNationPod. Still, this live stream schedules Tuesdays, sports shows around 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Thursdays are the gaming shows. It would have been 7:30 Central Time, but it ended up being around 8 o'clock. It's cool. It is what it is. And like I said, twitch.tv/UndeadRibble is where you find the shows, as well as David streaming throughout the week, such as Call of Duty Warzone, the kick we've been on lately. And make sure you follow him and give him a sub, because if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free sub a month. So give it to Undead Red Bull. We don't have BK this week. He's under the weather, so hope you feel better, sir. And we'll see you Tuesday, hopefully. But joining me this evening, Guadalupe Hermoyalon Escobar Jr., how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, bro. How are you doing?
Oh, doing peachy keen, my friend. Peachy keen. Also joining us, Big Papa fucking Sunshine himself, Monster Hunter Mike. Mike, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Coming at you from Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Are you still in line? Is that where you're at?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Make sure you
be here for the whole stream.
Honestly, if you really were at the Chick-fil-A line, you probably would be. You're probably accurate. It's true. And also rounding out the crew from twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. Undead Rebel himself. David, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Let's kick things off here. So last week we talked about the games of the year for 2020. This week we're going to start the show off with what are we looking forward to in 2021. Junior, I'm going to start with you. What games or video game related things are you looking forward to this year?
I mean, obviously the biggest game that I'm looking forward to, I don't know if it's actually coming out this year or more news for it, but just Ark 2. Anything with Ark 2, I'm looking forward to, whether it be the show, any more story development on it, or whatever the case is. That's my big go-to right now.
Very, very nice. Very nice. Mike, what are you looking forward to?
Some Pokemon stuff, dude. I've been seeing, I don't know if it's real or not, just, you know, upcoming Pokemon games. Pearl and Diamond. Might be fake. I don't know.
Bro, I know. I've seen it too, man.
And I'm like, it looks iffy. Yeah. But I hope it's real. If it is real, I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Snap. Pokemon Snap also.
Yeah. No, but the Diamond and Pearl, I mean, that news is coming out of Gamer News. Or Comic News, I think it was. One of the two. But usually they're like a hit or miss. So we'll see until somebody else like IMDb or whoever else, you know, does a review on it or whatever. See what's going on.
True. What else do you have to do, Mike?
Ooh, that new Monster Hunter game. Monster Hunter Rise. Also, we're actually getting two Monster Hunter games this year. Monster Hunter Rise and Monster Hunter Stories. I am looking forward to both of them.
Oh.
We're also due for a new MMORPG from the League of Legends.
I wonder if
franchise.
Oh, yeah, the Legends of Terror, something like that.
I hope that comes out this year. That would be really cool.
Ah, me too, bro. If it is, I'm looking for that. But one that is confirmed and it's coming out. What is it? Next month? Pretty soon.
We're gonna get into that, but I think it's. Yeah, I was gonna say I think that's this month.
This month. Mm-hmm. The medium. It looks spooky.
Spooky. You can play it on your cool Xbox. Gonna be sweet.
So I will definitely be playing that, and that's it for me.
Well, all right, all right. And David, what are you looking forward to, sir?
So I got a couple. New Warzone map. Fucking awesome. Halo. Hopefully it comes out this year. And then God of War, which is still projected for this year as well, unless that gets delayed. D2 crossplay, so some Destiny, but obviously we already have it, but I'm looking forward to crossplay so I can play with some other people. We have it free on Game Pass, but everyone that I know has it on Steam, so kind of outweighs, is kind of like, well, what's the fucking point? Maybe get back into some more Grounded. We played that earlier this past year, but we're still waiting for more updates so we could actually get fully into that. And a game that kind of already came out is Spider-Man for this year. I'm going to obviously have PS5, so now I'm going to be playing that. So that's something I'm looking forward to. Probably playing that this weekend.
Ooh, there you go. There you go. And Carlos said, looking forward to a new car, GTA 5. There you go. I was hoping you'd say GTA 6, bud. But
that's what I thought when he was going to say. I was like, GTA. I read that as GTA 6 instantly. Didn't even look at the new car comment. I just saw GTA, and I just assumed 6.
It was like, it's got to be that. It's got to be. Honestly, what I'm looking forward to, one, is Ratchet & Clank. We know that's coming out this year. It's the one game I talked about during the next gen season and everything getting ramped up. It was the one game to me that, like, when I looked at it and I watched the trailer, it screamed next gen. So I'm really excited for that. Also, I just love the Ratchet & Clank games. Halo Infinite, of course. Huge Halo fan, so hoping we get that this year and what that looks like, and that they do a good job with it. And honestly, what Nintendo does, because we don't know. We have no idea, you know, after a relatively quiet year from Nintendo in 2020. I mean, yeah, Animal Crossing did great, but I don't think they were even expecting that. It just, they came out with that. You had Hyrule Warriors. You had the Mario stuff for his anniversary. What are they going to do this year? Pokemon's 25th anniversary is this year. Zelda's 35th anniversary is this year. So I'm assuming Nintendo does something big with those two franchises because they are staple Nintendo franchises. So whatever they decide to do with that, that would be sweet. Mike talked about, you know, do we get Diamond and Pearl remake? You know, do we get some type of, like, Ocarina of Time remake for the Switch, bro? I don't know. Something similar to what they did with Mario. Do they put a Zelda collection out there? That'd be really sweet. So we shall see. I think I talked about this last week as well, that we're going to do a video game Fantasy League again this year from Fantasy Critic. I think everybody has joined except Mike. He's the only one. He just ignores the link. That's cool. But if we get everything situated, we get time, we'll do it next Thursday, maybe live on the show. Otherwise, we'll just pick another day and we'll do it. No big deal there. And then I wanted to ask you guys, what are you currently playing? I think most of us are the same, but I'll start with you, David. What are you currently playing?
Warzone with some more Warzone. Soon to be some Spider-Man to switch it up a little bit. But hey, when you guys want to play Warzone, I'm going to play some Warzone.
Yeah, there you go. Very true. And you said you're going to be playing Spider-Man soon, so that's pretty dope, too. Yes. Junior, what are you playing?
I'm slowly starting to turn into a Warzone fanboy like David is. That Destiny 2, it's a little dry for me right now, but I'll pop into it every once in a while. And then I'm also playing Shadowlands. As far as like storyline and all that, I've got everything that I wanted to get done. Trying to level up some other characters, but again, it starts getting a little dry for me, so I'll just pop back into Warzone.
Very nice, very nice. Mike, what are you playing?
I've been playing WoW. A lot of WoW. I still got a lot to do. Just been trying mostly to unlock all the allied and horde races. I've been playing horde for like the last week or two, just living in my dirty mud hut.
About 2 weeks, yeah.
Being one of those people. An ogre, got the High Mountain Tauren. Also, I played the Monster Hunter demo.
Ooh.
Dude, it is beautiful. My God.
I'm excited. It's downloading right now.
It is. Oh, we can play afterwards. Mm. Well, if you don't go to bed right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to pick fights with people online on Smash, but you know nobody's been able to step up to the challenge. Just been beating fools left and right,
bro. If you want some smoke, just let me know, bro.
I'll get that Pikachu.
Oh no,
Nick already fucking proved that he fucking beat your ass.
I just want to point this out real quick. So in that discussion on Facebook when you did that, I love that this man that? Wait, I love that this man said, oh, I don't want to mess with Nick, but was cool messing with Joey. Like, yeah, Joey's not else, gonna fuck around and smash the shit out of you, bro. Like,
we're doing this live. I'll call him out live right now, right here. Anthony's in the chat. I will fuck Joey up. What's up, Joey? I'm right here. Where you at?
You know, it's bold. He doesn't listen to this, but that's bold.
That's why Anthony's in the chat. He could relay the message.
Oh, yeah.
That's
tell him. Tell him at the 10 minute and 15 second mark, Mike's got a message for him. Let him know. Let him know.
Where you at?
Also, speaking of Joe and Mr. Sal Strongman Catrano, we're supposed to make a hardcore Iron Man on Old School RuneScape this weekend, so I'm looking forward to that.
Bro, all I saw in that text is like, you may want to do hardcore Iron Man. I'm like, I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know what Iron Man, like from the movies, like from the comics. Like, that's dope. And then he's like, RuneScape. And I was like, fuck this, bro.
Like, that's, you know, that conversation for me.
My God.
I'm looking forward to that. That'll be, because I love MMOs, so... If they want to do that, I'm down.
Hey, Anthony said you mess with Joe, you a hoe.
Oh, I'm seeing the chat.
Oh, you are. Okay, cool. I also want to point out, Mike, you're in this episode. Like, we're doing this right here. We're in the Discord. Yet, yes. When I was talking about Zelda, you put Breath of the Wild 2 in the Twitch chat instead of just saying it to me.
My turn had already passed, and I don't want to interrupt you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Junior does it all the time. You can do it. It's no big deal.
I'd be like, hey, hold the fuck up. Breath of the Wild 2.
Hey, why are you talking about Zelda like that? Right? All right, let's get into the news.
Wait. Now I'm going to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
You didn't say what you've been playing.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I've been playing Warzone with the boys. We've been playing for the past week. I've been playing on and off with them, with David Jr., Dan. That's been pretty fun. I actually feel like I'm getting used to mouse and keyboard because I like used controller like once and it bugged the shit out of me. So I just switched back to mouse and keyboard. And honestly, after Carlos told me how to set my key bindings on the mouse, I'm doing a lot better. I feel a lot better about it. So that I'm enjoying. Phoenix Immortal, the stupidest fucking name I've ever seen in a video game, the way it's spelt, but it's actually a really fun game. If you are a fan of that Breath of the Wild-like game, this is a good game for you. It honestly is really, really fun. Ubisoft did a really good job with it, and I'm enjoying that. And then Madden, just because I fuck around with it when I'm bored. And, I mean, it sucks. The game's not very good, but it's there. You know what I mean? I like sport games, so I can't help it.
I'm gonna interrupt you again.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you and Dan, we were talking so much shit about Phoenix because it's spelled fucking stupid.
It is, yeah.
And we said it was going to be a piece of trash game. How is it, though? Is it good?
It is really good. It is really good. I honestly enjoy it a lot. I think it's, like I said, if you are into Breath of Wild-esque games, it's for you. It's perfect. Especially, like, I believe Junior would really like it because he loved Genshin Impact so much. I do think that you'll like... Immortal Phoenix Rising. Like, that's
an open world?
Yeah, it's an open world. It's all Greek mythology as well, which is actually really cool, but it's got funny undertones, like a typical like Ubisoft kind of game. It is fun in that way. Some of the mechanics are really good too. I do think it's really cool. I bought it like right around Christmas time because I got a PlayStation gift card from Secret Santa. I think one of my brothers. It was Danny, yeah. Danny got it for me. And then I had extra money on there, so I bought the Adventure Time skin for my character, and it's low-key pretty dope. So I like it. I think it's fun. It's worth a buy if you're into those type of games. It definitely is. I think so. Now to the news. The Persona games have their official soundtracks are now on Spotify. Do yourself a favor and listen to them, Mike. I'm looking at you. Go out there. I'm here. Get the Persona 5 soundtrack on Spotify. Listen to that shit. All right?
I'm going to listen to it while I play WoW.
There you go. You'll thank me later. I really love it.
I'm probably going to be hanged by it for this, but I've been listening to the Final Fantasy 14 soundtrack.
Yeah, great. Great choice.
Fucking on, dude.
Great choice. I've been listening to the Final Fantasy 7 remake soundtrack. Also, really good. Yeah, it's very, very good. Also, I want to get into this a little bit. So, data miners, which, listen, this shit comes up all the fucking time. All the time. You know, they go in there. It's the same thing with, like, earlier, at the beginning of the show, when Mike's talking about Pearl and Diamond. Are we going to get, you know, a remake? And these data miners go in there, and they think they see things. And so, a data miner was making a lot of claims about a Switch Pro, which, I mean, it's going to happen at some point. We're going to get a Switch Pro. When? I don't know. But right now, what data miners found would that it would have a chip that could support 4K gaming, an OLED screen, which would beef it up pretty nicely as well. I just think that right now where we're at, where Nintendo's at, I don't see a Switch Pro this year. Next year, probably. You know, because you'll start to get to the life cycle of the Switch where maybe it feels like Nintendo's really notorious about that, of just upgrading their shit randomly. But I just don't see it this year. There was no tease of it in any way at CES this week by Nintendo or NVIDIA, which NVIDIA developed the chip in the Switch. So, you know, there's nothing about that. So, David, I want to ask you, do you think we're getting a Switch Pro this year?
I'm going with a no. May get announced at the end of the year, but I don't think you're getting a real actual physically have it this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Mike, do you agree as well?
Yeah, we're not getting one anytime soon.
So
we don't need it.
No, we don't. So if Dan's listening, we're all telling him to just buy a Switch now, right?
Just bite.
He's still not going to buy it.
Bite the bullet.
He's still not going to buy it.
Yeah, Dan, buy a Switch, get Smash Bros, and get this fucking work, bro.
All
right.
As soon as
we
get to the Pro comes
on
next week.
Bro, and like, I understand. Like, Dan and I bought a 3DS at the same time. And then we got the 3DS XL. And then what happened was...
Good man, Anthony.
It came out, like, a month or two later, the 3DS with, like, the stick or whatever, the fancy one. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, I would have just waited the month and bought it. So... We've been bitten by Nintendo before, but I just think it's if you want a Switch, just buy a Switch. Don't wait around for it. Just buy one, and then, like, I mean, sure, if it gets announced, just trade yours in and go get another one. It's fine. Who cares?
Even if it gets announced and it gets released, he still isn't going to get one. All the scalpers are going to buy him, and he's going to have to pay out the ass to get one anyway.
Yeah.
Or wait. Agreed. Even longer. So yeah. Might as well just get it.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
You heard me, Dan, you little bitch.
Anthony's in the chat, and he remembers us driving all over the place trying to get Joey's. We ended up at a random Toys R Us getting it, and they had a bunch of them. Pretty sweet. So I would just say, if you're waiting because you think we're going to get one, just buy the Switch. There's nothing wrong with it. I love the Nintendo Switch. It's fantastic. Also, make sure you buy Animal Crossing. AM Nation Pods Game of the Year. Animal Crossing. Boom, bitch. Twitch removed the OG Pog Champ emote after the person called for further violence after the terrorist attack on the Capitol last week. But Twitch did announce that they will switch out the face each day. David, did Twitch contact you yet when your face is being used?
They have not yet. We'll see. I did submit it.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, that's fucking sweet. Hell yeah.
I'm sure I could.
You should.
They probably only did Twitch partners.
We should submit Duke.
Oh, there we go.
Duke's going to be the Pog champ. Boom. Boom. Let's do it. I'm excited. Yeah, but I do think it's cool that Twitch is switching it out every day for a new content creator. I think that's a really cool way to do it, because it seemed like people were like, I don't know what they're gonna do, like, they're just gonna get rid of it. I mean, which I don't know, I don't know how huge of a deal, I guess it was. I mean, people made it into a huge deal that they were getting, like, the PogChamp was gone, and I was like, oh, okay, I don't even ever use that. ever when I'm in a chat, but okay, that's cool. But then they're like, oh, well, you know what? We're just going to do a different one every day, and I think that's cool. So good on Twitch for that. Still haven't fixed their DMCA issues, though. Can't do that, though. Sorry. Also, Twitch streamer. I don't know how to say this, but I'm going to say it's the Gref G. Shattered, just absolutely shattered the Twitch viewership record. He was streaming to unveil his new skin in Fortnite, and it hit a record 2.5 million viewers. He is a Spanish streamer, so if you're not on that market, you're not looking in that market, you probably didn't know. But I saw it all over Twitter, and I just thought that was super cool. 2.5 million people is a fuck ton. So that's insane. David, we talked about this the other day about how it's that market helps, right? To get those people in there and get those numbers.
Yeah. So he's based out of Spain, right? So, you got to think, first of all, how many Spanish speaking people are on Twitch, right? Narrow that. Obviously that number is a lot less than English. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you can include a Fortnite skin, things of that nature. So, it narrows down that search. Like, if I was to do a filter, like, Spanish-speaking, probably, like, I don't know, I'm just going to make up a number, like, 10% compared to, like, 80% is English or something, you know? So, it helps out for that perspective, and then everyone watches that person. So, and I'm assuming they were also probably doing some giveaways or something for Fortnite as well, which also increased the Fortnite revenue of it. So, it was nice. A lot of the other big streamers did notice him. I was going to say they probably didn't know who he was. I was watching Tim the Tatman, and he had no idea. And he's like, but damn, he gave him a congrats after he heard that he got 2.5 million views. Mm. You know, everyone did. Even Dr. Disrespect actually tweeted him. And he did it in Spanish. Basically calling him out. It's like, hey, I'm like the two-time. Like, let's meet up in Fortnite, like a 1v1 or something.
Oh.
And he actually tweeted him back. But he's like, if you play like you're Spanish, you're gonna lose. That's basically, you basically talk shit back.
Damn.
To
Damn.
But still, you still gotta think, you know, that's a compliment though, for him to even try, first of all, to even reach out and speak in Spanish to him about it. You know, that's all. That's, it's just cool. Downside is Doc can't because of his thing with Twitch. So,
it's a good point. It's good.
No one can interact with Doc. So there's no more Tin the Tat Man and Dr. Disrespect fun. So, It is what it is.
That is a damn shame. I'm still waiting for Dr. Disrespect to reach out to me and Trump for a triple threat, two-time battle. Let's do it. I'm fucking ready. All right? The two-time impeached, the two-time, and the two-time Grotch champ. Let's do it. I'm ready. I'm fucking prepared. That's why I've been playing Warzone, getting loose. We saw last year a trend, right, of games that were released prior. And then they got huge popularity out of nowhere. And Rust is another one of that. The Rust developers announced last week they made $1 million in a day twice last week, which is just absolutely insane. The game was actually released in early access back in 2013, but has gained major popularity lately thanks to streamers. It had over 200,000 peak concurrent players back on January 8th. Junior, as someone that likes Ark, what do you think about Rust?
It's a little different. I mean, I've played it a few times, and it's pretty much a PvP survival game, which, you know, if you play on the regular servers of Ark, it's the exact same deal. Only you're able to tame dinosaurs. On Rust, it's all pretty much like a post-apocalypse. You have to collect as much scrap metal as you can. You gotta make your hut, make your weapons, make your armor, things like that. And the whole goal of Rust is to try to be the number one, like, either the most kills or the most scrap hoarded or whatever the category is for that week. Because come reset or come daily reset, the whole server just resets. So you go back to being this naked person running around with a rock. Which, in a way, like I said, it's different. It's cool. You know, it kind of enables you to scramble, you know, like, look at the end goal and try to get to it as quickly as possible. Whereas with Ark, like, you know what the end goal is, but you can take your sweet-ass time trying to get to it, you know? Mm-hmm. The biggest resurgence of Rust would probably have to be attributed to the streamers that you're talking about, mainly the group Offline TV. You got members like Lily Pichu, Skara, Disguised Toast, and Sykuno, Pokimane. Those are like just some of the bigger, you know, top streamers that used to do like, you know, League of Legends or Hearthstone or whatever. And they all kind of banded together, made their own group, made their own streaming house, and now they're all playing this game. And some of those streamers, like, for example, Skara, for example, he's been streaming for like the past 10 years, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always had, like, I mean, obviously not his early years, but he's always had this steady stream of 2, 3, 4K people watching him every time he streams. Even if it's for like 40 minutes, he'll still draw in at least, you know, 1.7 for those 40 minutes. So it's really cool that they all came together playing this game. They opened it up to all streamers, so pretty much anybody could play. Like Shroud, he's in it. Mr. Fruit, he's, you know, part of it. You got other streamers like Blue Weslow and Sharktooth, they're all part of it. And it's funny watching these videos because you got these different personalities that just do not mix at all, trying to awkwardly interact with each other
because
they don't know if they're doing role playing or if they're being themselves in the game. They're like, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, hidey ho. And the other guy's like, the fuck are you doing? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you guys want to check it out, you know, it's fun to watch, you know, see how they interact. The gameplay is, you know, a little outdated, but it's still a fun game to watch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rust is available on Steam right now. Also on Steam, they added support for the Xbox Series X and the PS5 controllers. So you'll be able to use those across the different games on Steam. Also, Monster Hunter Rise demo is out now on the Nintendo eShop. If you play it, you'll get an extra item pack when the game drops in March. Mike, first impressions of the Monster Hunter Rise demo.
It's awesome, man. I gotta get used to the Nintendo Switch controllers because I'm more of a Xbox guy.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's really, really nice. Brings back a lot of the positive stuff from World, gets rid of the Clutch Claw and gives us the grapple fucking insect. What's it called? Don't know what it's called.
I'd say I couldn't tell you.
I was pretty decent at World, I would say. On this one, I was like, I don't know if it's the controllers or I gotta get used to it, but I couldn't fucking figure out how to do any of the combos or even ride the fucking monster. I couldn't do anything, but I was still having a blast. And it was maybe because it was just like the first couple minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, get that that first quest done. But, you know, from first impressions, it's really, really, really nice. So, nice game. If you're a fan of Monster Hunter or Monster Hunter World or any of those games, you'll definitely, it's a checkout.
Well, hell yeah. Like I said, mine's installing. I'll probably check it out this weekend because I would like to play a little bit of it and see what it's all about. You get a doggo, so that's pretty dope.
Let me know. Even though it is the demo, you can play multiple.
We can have puppers and play together. It's going to be sweet. Yes.
It's cool that you get that item pack, but if you pre-order it, you get a little duke.
Oh, even better. There you go. Yeah, nice.
You get a golden retriever doggo.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. So, yeah, I'm going to check it out this weekend and see if I like it, because if so, I will pre-order it. That'll be dope. Because I saw you tweeted, you're like, I need Nintendo friends. And I'm like, I'm right here. I've got you.
I'm going to be busy for the rest of the year. Nobody fucking bug me.
Don't even bug me. I'm only playing Monster Hunter. I'm going to earn my name back. I swear.
Yes.
There it is.
After 1,500 hours, I'll be back.
There it is.
You'll be playing WoW and Monster Hunter at the same time.
What a champ. What a champ. If so. And the League of Legends MMORPG. He's ready.
That's because he'll be like fishing and he'll be like,
I got a lot to do.
He does. Plus RuneScape. Yeah, he's got a lot. Got a lot going on. We've also got Capcom's Pragmata. That game is delayed now to 2023. Players in North America will be able to try out League of Legends Wild Rift, which is a console/mobile version of the game, this March. The open beta is for Android and iOS. I signed up for it because I want to try it out on my phone. But I'm actually more so, because we've seen like League of Legends like ripoffs on the phone before, so like I'm not as surprised about that. But I really want to try it when it comes to console. But we don't know if the open beta for console will be at the same time. So we'll keep everyone updated on that. Like I said, League of Legends Wild Rift. We will check that. I'll check that out. I don't want to say we. I will check that out and see how that goes. LG is bringing Stadia and GeForce Now to its newest TVs later this year. Makes complete sense. I've said this so many times that, like with Samsung, right? They partnered with Xbox. You're going to get Game Pass on your TVs at some point. Like, it's coming. There's no doubt in my mind. And LG now bringing Stadia and GeForce Now, it just makes it even easier, man. Because I'll be honest with you, I use Stadia on my TV because Google was doing a thing back in November or December. And they gave out, you get a free, if you have a Google account or you have a YouTube premium account, you got a free Chromecast, and it also gave you Stadia. I'm going to be honest with you, it was kind of stupid. Just because, like, the Chromecast, you plug it into your TV, and it doesn't operate the same as, like, maybe, let's say, a Fire Stick or a Roku. It all comes from your phone, like, on an app. And, like, that's just weird to me. Like, I don't know. I didn't really enjoy it. So this to actually just be a physical app on my TV, I think I would like that a little bit more. So we'll see what that comes out later in the year. Also, Call of Duty's doing some shit. They got Black Ops Cold War Zombie free access. It starts today, January 14th, and it ends next week, January 21st, and it's across all platforms. Also, DMR, the Type 63, and the MAC-10 are nerfed, and the stim glitched is fixed for Warzone. David, your thoughts on the changes to Warzone, and also zombies being free?
So the changes have... for the last month, the DMRs have been wrecking havoc in Warzone. So it basically was... In Warzone, there's always a meta, right? There's always a build that I would say a good 60 to 70% of people prefer to go to and always use, right? Mm-hmm. The DMR, it was almost like a 95% because how powerful it was. It was almost the fact where you needed to have a DMR in order to play Warzone, and it was true. It was basically a two-shot gun. You killed everybody. You couldn't run anywhere. So compared to like other metas, yeah, I could, you know, they may have like a top assault rifle gun, but I could still have a chance to beat them from a distant fight. With the DMR, any other gun, you weren't winning that fight. You were automatically going to lose. So that's why everyone went to the DMR or the Type 63, which are both tactical rifles. But yeah, that was a much needed nerf. And what was funny is Raven was the gaming producer of the game for Cold War. They tweeted last week they did a nerf. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago they did a nerf, and it wasn't a nerf.
No.
They didn't nerf shit. The gun was still the exact same. Now there's actually a nerf. They decreased the damage some more. They kicked the recoil up a bit. It was nice. The MAC-10 also has the same thing now. MAC-10 is still a decent SMG. It's more compatible. They basically brought it down to level with the MP5. Now it's more in line with other things. It's still going to destroy up front. Close range, that's what the gun is designed for. So that works. And then the stim glitch, obviously it came back. I'm glad they finally fixed it. But I'm sure there's some shithead out there right now trying to figure out how to do another stim glitch. So at some point, let's take the fucking stims out of the game. You run around with stims. I don't know why. So but and then for the zombies, that's kind of cool. Maybe we'll check it out with the group since it's free.
Yeah,
might as well try some zombies out.
Yeah, I might as well install it. Yeah, I might as well install that.
Actually. Oh? We'll probably do it this weekend. I don't think I have it downloaded.
No, I will not. Junior, are you excited that the DMR is finally nerfed?
Yes, finally. You know, like he was saying, it's a tactical rifle. Those guns are designed to be, you know, further range than an assault rifle, but not as bad as, I guess, like a fucking sniper rifle or anything. So... David brought up a really good point. If you're just running a straight up, you know, AR setup with either an SMG or a pistol or something, 10 out of 10, you're going to lose that fight against the DMR. You can have a fucking sniper scope on your AR, but you're still not going to be able to hit your shots because of the recoil of the AR. Whereas the DMR, the fucking thing, had almost no recoil. You could 3-shot somebody before you could even notice the recoil on it. You know, so all you hear is the whole game. You know, as soon as you hear that, you fucking find a building, you hide. You know, but with the nerf, I haven't played it since the Nerf. I've been playing Zombies since free access today.
Oh, wow, we played it yesterday.
Yeah, so like I really didn't notice it at all too much at that time. So I don't know. I'd have to jump into more games, you know, and try to figure out, you know, what the range is like that people are playing at with it now, if they're still using it, if, you know, you're still able to compete.
I haven't seen anyone really use it.
Or what the new meta is going to be. I don't know if it's going to be another marksman, if it's going to be back to the ARs, or if everybody's going to be running around using shotties. Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, yeah, we'll find out. We're playing some Warzone this weekend. Still getting shit on, no matter what the meta is. Whoop, whoop! Also, Star Wars video games. Listen, I am a big fan of Star Wars video games, including Star Wars Battlefront 2 right now. If you go on Epic Games, it is free. So I highly recommend that because that game's actually very good. I actually really, really enjoy that. So I'm going to pick up my free copy of it after the stream. So super excited for that. But they decided to take the approach that Marvel video games did, right? Where they're going to umbrella all of them under Lucasfilm Games. And that it does a lot because EA's contract with Star Wars is up in 2023. And we've already got news of Star Wars games being worked on by other studios that aren't EA. Ubisoft and Massive Entertainment, which that's the team that worked on the Division series, they announced an open-world Star Wars game. Fingers crossed for what that is. I truly don't know, and I'm terrified that it's going to suck, so fingers crossed that's super good, but I'm going to try not to get my hopes up. Bethesda also announced that they're working on an Indiana Jones game. It's not based on any of the movies, and it's its own story. First and foremost, Xbox owns Bethesda. Now, I don't know. Obviously, I believe for them to announce they're working on a Indiana Jones game, they probably already knew about that prior to Xbox buying them. So I don't know if they already had deals worked out. But if so, and Xbox gets the Indiana Jones games as an exclusive, let me tell you something. PlayStation fanboys all over Twitter were changing their tune. All they told me for all this time, you know, because PlayStation has so many great exclusives, is that PlayStation does this because that's just how it works. They have to have exclusives. Look at Nintendo. Nintendo's all exclusive mostly. Come on. And now an Indiana Jones game gets announced for Bethesda. Xbox owns Bethesda. Could that be an exclusive? And they were upset. They're like, no, I want to play Indiana Jones. Well, hopefully it is an exclusive and you have to get Game Pass to buy it. Bitch, that's what I hope, because it's cool when now both sides are playing the exclusive side. I'm cool with it. PlayStation's been doing it forever, so I'm down for Xbox to do it. David, what do you think about this potential here of an Indiana Jones video game?
I mean, it sounds cool, right? So I like to see what it means more into, you know, obviously it's still early on, so we got to get something, hear something. Maybe we'll hear something another. Maybe an E3 or an Xbox conference.
Very early in development.
But maybe we'll get something at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll get more in detailed for it. I'll be looking forward to that. As for the exclusive things, sucks for PlayStation fanboys to deal with it. But all the Xbox people have been dealing with it. Mm-hmm. You just buy both like everyone else does, or all three. So really four if you count PC as its own. Oh, yeah. So join the club. Pretty sure all of us here pretty much have more than one. So yeah,
that's also true. It's a good point. Is there real quick too? Is there any type of Star Wars game you would like made? Like a type of game or specific people, like characters in it? What would you like to see now that it looks like Star Wars is going to branch out into different game genres?
So if we're getting a open world, right? I almost kind of want something where, like, No Man's Sky meets Star Wars. Because when you talk about open world, No Man's Sky is fucking open world.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about all the planets and galaxies and things you could visit, that's the type of thing you kind of want. Because Star Wars is supposed to be such a fucking huge area, right? And just think how cool that would be. And then basically be able to set your own path, right? So almost kind of like a story-driven game to where your answers to like certain things changes your story. Like, you want to be dark? Well, then you start answering questions as if you're like on the dark side. You want to be good Jedi? Then you got to answer questions like if you're going to help and be friendly, you know, things of that. Or obviously, everyone wants to have a lightsaber. So,
yeah,
got to be in the game. That's what they want. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be great. But I like the open world stuff because then that means you kind of get to do what you want to do. Free roam. Fuck people up. You know, and that's probably the best part of it. Now, I know a lot of people wanted a Mandalorian type open world where you're like a bounty hunter, which makes sense. That works out perfect for the sense. But downside is I'm going to fucking lightsaber. So I have no problem. I have no problem being a Mando, being a bounty hunter and fucking doing shit like that. But, you know, I do want other shit, you know, I want to be a Jedi, you know.
Yeah, I get
it. It comes down to,
yeah, everyone wants a lightsaber. You're 100% correct, Mike. As a man that also wears satchels, are you intrigued by an Indiana Jones video game? And also, what would you like to see from Star Wars video games?
Yeah, I am intrigued. I would like to play it. As to what kind of game I would want it to be, or do they already know what they're making for the Indiana Jones game?
I just assume it's going to be some type of story driven game. That's what they've said. It's not going to be. It's just its own story.
Okay, so like linear action,
yeah,
adventure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'd fucks with that. As for the exclusivity, you know, PlayStation, have fun playing Tomb Raider.
Oh yeah, we already got that. That was fun.
So they can have that for now.
He said, fuck it. You get Tomb Raider Uncharted. Fuck it. We get Indiana Jones. Oh, yeah. Are you a fan of Star Wars games, though, at all?
I am. Not the Battlefront one.
Okay.
But I would like to see more of a sandbox open world. That'd be pretty fucking cool for Star Wars
universe. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm all for it. I like these. I like these ideas. Junior, two questions here. Obviously, one, are you excited about an Indiana Jones video game from Bethesda? And two, what kind of Star Wars games do you want to see moving forward from Lucasfilm Games?
Well, first off, to the PlayStation fanboys. As far as, like, the Indiana Jones game, I'd like to see, like, the a game with, like, less bugs than Skyrim, obviously. I mean, it's coming from Bethesda. So, I don't know, maybe they might lean into it and then make poke fun at the jokes and shit like that, which would be really funny. I mean, it's Indiana Jones, and with all the Lego games and all that shit, you know, they're always poking fun of the things that jokes they have. Star Wars, I could see a No Man's Sky open world like Dave was talking about, but I would like more of an RPG aspect to it, where you could pick a class, you know, like, pick the dark side, pick the Jedis, pick the bounty hunters, pick a Wookiee, you know, and play like that type of character.
So, what you're saying? Oh, real quick before I say this, BNK Gaming, that she's right. Tomb Raider has been the shit since PS1. No doubt in my mind. Tomb Raider is the shit. No disrespect to Tomb Raider, I love it. And Xbox actually did have exclusivity to the newest Tomb Raider games before PlayStation got them eventually. But Junior, to your point and what you guys are saying, sounds like you want Knights of the Old Republic remade. That's what it sounds like to me. And that's what I want. So I'm down. I'm all down for it, bro. Bring back Knights of the Old Republic. Get it updated. Let's fucking go. You choose your class. Hell yeah. You want to be a Jedi? Boom. You want to be a bounty hunter? Dope. You want to be a fucking Wookiee, like I said? Bro, I looked at it the other day. I was this close to buying it. Like this fucking close. Because I love Knights of the Old Republic. An updated version of that? Let's do it. I'm all in. Run it. I do hope that they do something like that. Like I said, with Ubisoft and Massive Entertainment working on an open world Star Wars RPG, let's just see what it is. We'll see what it is. But I am a little nervous. I actually liked Division 1 and 2. So hopefully I like this as well. During CES, Otterbox showed off and announced their new accessories for xCloud and Xbox controllers, grips, and like a fucking stand thing that your shit goes on. So that's pretty dope. Also, what's not very dope, Hogwarts Legacy has been delayed to 2022. I know David and myself were in the chat a little sad. We're like, oh shit. I was really looking forward to playing some Harry Potter, but that's okay. Take your time. Don't cyberpunk it. That's cool. I'm down. That's what I'm gonna call it from now on. But you know, that'd be cool. Also, Mass Effect Legendary Editions. We know we're getting a remaster of the first three Mass Effects, but when? We're not sure, but some sites have put a release date of March 12th for the Legendary Edition. We will find out if that's true. And if it is, I will not be playing anything else in March. I will only be playing Mass Effect 1 through 3. So don't ask me to play anything else. Don't ask me to play Warzone. I won't. I've got Mass Effect. It's maybe one of the best franchises of all time. So I'm super excited for that. Games releasing this month. There was only really two that stood out. Hitman 3 comes out on January 20th. That's for PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, PC, Stadia, and it's also on last gen. And also The Medium, which Mike talked about being excited for, that comes out January 28th for the Xbox Series X/S and PC. So Mike, make sure January 28th you're ready.
Oh yeah.
Now what Xbox do you own?
I have the S, but I will be playing it on PC anyway.
Okay, good. Because when you play it, I want you to let me know. Let me know how it runs, how it works. Because I'm excited.
Basically the same PC, so yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah, because I really want to play The Medium. I'm actually really excited for that. So that'll be dope.
It'd be awesome. Did you touch base on that Otterbox thing, by the way?
What about it?
Did you touch base, or did I just lag and missed it?
I did say that they released, they announced like some accessories for your phone and for your Xbox controller.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like comes with a little stand and shit too, for like you know, your phone can sit on your controller, and then you got like a durable case, I guess, that's meant better for gaming while you're
Did you get the influencers pack shipped to you yet?
No, man, I'm waiting for it in the mail. Okay. In the mail. Where the fuck's it at?
You gotta do an unboxing and then show us what it is.
I'm gonna start, when I start getting shit like that, I'm just gonna ship it to BK first. He can unbox it and ship it back. Yes. He's the unboxing king, bro. It ain't me. It's all BK. I talked about this being Pokemon's 25th anniversary, and Pokemon is wasting no fucking time. First, Katy Perry and Pokemon are teaming up for something. We don't know what, but they're teaming up. It's some type of music related shit that Pokemon's doing, and I'm down. I love Pokemon, and I saw in the picture she had like a Pikachu tail like drip drawn in, and I was like, oh fuck, dude, I love Pikachu too, so I'm in. This is great. New Pokemon Snap arrives on Switch on April 30th. That's actually the title of the game, in case anybody was curious. So they're like, Ryan writes notes like a dipshit. No. That's actually the name of the title. New Pokemon Snap. It's some of the laziest shit I could possibly think of from Pokemon. But they are bringing back Pokemon Snap. No one in this chat but me gives a shit. But I'm so excited. I am so, so excited for April 30th.
Okay, come up with a worse title for it.
I can't.
You're live.
I can't.
Pokemon Snapback.
But that's at least different. That's at least different. This literally is just, they literally put Pokemon Snap and put new in front of it. Like, that's it. That's all they did. I mean, I'm fine.
You just said Pokemon Snap 2.
Yeah, like, I could have taken that too. Katy Perry playing Ash for the next Pokemon. Stop it, Frank. Stop it. My heart can only take so much. I'd be so excited. I would be so, so excited. But yes, I'm all about it. I'm all about Pokemon doing some stuff. Also, the OG Pokemon cards are being remade this year, and those will be out in packs and different box sets and shit. That's super dope. I already saw my boy, Chunky Pikachu, so I'm ready. I also want to point out, I thought about this. Do you remember when they announced Pokemon Snap, and we were doing a show, and it was with you guys? And you guys were like, I don't know who gives a fuck about Pokemon Snap. And I was like, me. Oh, no, it was you three. I wasn't on that show.
Yeah.
That's the show you guys took over. That's right.
Yeah. And we didn't give a shit about it. We just skipped over it.
I was listening to it.
You guys skipped over me. I was like, oh, okay.
I was literally sitting there listening to the show after you guys did it. And I'm like, oh, Pokemon Snap. Oh, my God. And then they're like, yeah, no one gives a shit about that. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was so upset.
We were like, oh, new Pokemon Snap. Anyway, back to our show.
So, a question for everyone, and we got an answer from the chat.
Okay.
What is your favorite Pokemon color from Game Boy. I know we've done this before, but
just from Game Boy.
We'll say like,
or in general,
handheld. We'll do handheld.
Handheld.
Oh, handheld. It's Pokemon Black.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Is that the game, or am I saying the game I like, or just the color?
The game color, same thing, I guess, right?
Okay, similar. Well, yeah, because I mean, technically, like, I remember the Game Boy Color cartridges. Obviously, those look nicer than just a little DS game that pops in there. But yeah, Pokemon Black is my favorite Pokemon game, hands down. Emerald is close. Go ahead, Junior. Sorry.
No, my bad. I was gonna say Silver for me, just simply because I have like a lot more memories playing that game, a ton more than all the other ones.
That's true. That was probably right before your memory started to go a little bit. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Junior.
Before English started getting hard.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mike, your favorite Pokemon?
Mine is definitely Gold. I did both Gold and the remake. What was it? Soul Silver, Heart Gold?
Yep.
Heart Gold. I love them both. Even though, funny, my favorite bird is probably Lugia than Ho-Ho.
Oh, yeah, you're more into the asshole bird.
The game itself, I prefer Gold for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, very true, very true. Hey, listen, I'm excited, bro. I love it. David, what are your favorite Pokemon?
Mine are going to be, like, very basic ones of, like, Red and Blue.
Those are solid, though.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. I think all of them are solid. I don't think there's technically really a wrong answer.
I mean, they started getting really super easy. Black and white were probably the hardest.
But is it because it got easier, because you got older and the game didn't age with you?
That is a great question. I haven't thought about it that way. It
doesn't work because mechs would have beat them all fine the same. So mechs was your answer?
Well, that's if I would have played them all.
But, like, I
kind of quit playing them because, I mean, I get that you have to expand the, you know, Pokemon universe, add more Pokemon stuff. Really got me is when they started adding Pokemons that are like the Flume and the fucking Vanilla Ice or whatever the hell.
What's wrong with that?
Snowcone and the Keychain Pokemon.
You're
grabbing whatever random ass.
Ryan in the heart right now.
Jesus Christ, bro! I wish Joey was here. Fucking A, dude.
I would argue with you guys about that all day.
I know you would. I was also just like when you two said Silver and Gold, there's nothing wrong with Silver and Gold. And there's nothing wrong with the original Red and Blue either. But I will die on this hill, and I know I'll always have Joey on this one, that Pokemon Black is the GOAT. When it comes to story-wise, and the fact that it changed the entire franchise, because it's the first time since the originals Red and Blue, where they said, fuck you. You're only going to do with these fucking Pokemon from this gen, and it's going to be hard, and we're restarting it, and that's it. You need all this meta that you've known for Red through Ruby and Sapphire, or no, Diamond and Pearl, right?
Ooh, Diamond and Pearl are great.
No, but what came first, Diamond and Pearl or Black and White? Diamond and Pearl came first, right?
Yeah, they did.
So from Red all the way till Diamond and Pearl, you had a meta. For the most part, like you would add new Pokemon in, but a lot of people stuck with basically out of your original, out of your six team, you probably stuck with three or four that were able to still stay the same, and you would just add a couple in. Black and White was the first time where they're like, no, fuck all that. You want Pikachu? Too bad. And I cried, you know, too bad. You gotta deal with this gen. And I was like, okay, I guess Pikachu won't be on my team though. Okay, no Machamp, okay, no Arcanine, all right, no T-Tar, none of that, no Dragonite, fuck off, like, you can't do it, so, but yeah, David, to David's point as well, you can't really go wrong. I mean, listen, there's a Pokemon game for everybody. Pokemon Yellow, like, what that was able to do, that was fantastic. Ruby and Sapphire, also very good. I just think that everyone has their favorite, and that's what makes Pokemon so cool. Everyone has. Yep.
And if you like the trading card game, you're a fucking GOAT. Because those games for the Game Boy were fucking awesome. If you like Dungeon, you can fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those trading cards are still going off. Like, people are still doing, like, opening up packs.
I saw that on
nonstop the Game Boy Advance game. Twitter and all types of stuff. People opening up cards.
If you love Pokemon cards and you want a great podcast to listen to and a great follow on Instagram and Facebook, look up Pokedads. Hell yeah, dude. Look up Pokedads, man. Scott, bro, shout out to him. Rick, everybody, shout out to you guys, man. I love Pokedads, so I'm super excited.
One of them just, like, open up a booster pack that had, like, a holographic Dark Charizard?
Yes.
Fucking, it was, like, going for, like, $2,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm about... I actually... Huh.
Speaking of which, since they're bringing back the reprints of the old cards, you guys better invest in those Charizards because they are gonna fucking fly and they are gonna increase a bit.
Yeah, this weekend I'm actually gonna go buy Pokemon cards. I haven't bought them in a while.
I was thinking about that. Like, what would the value of like the new ones coming out be? The 25th anniversary
depends on how long they're printed for
and their rarity and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Well, you know they're gonna keep them rare.
Yeah, to an extent.
Since it's big so much, they're gonna make sure they keep it somewhat rare.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
I'm gonna try to get a chart.
Oh, per Frank, thank you, sir. Per The Verge, the Pokemon Company International is launching a series of musical events. Pop singer Katy Perry headlines P25, Pokemon 25, which will feature yet unnamed rising artists to award-winning global superstars. I hope that it's just a bunch of fucking covers of the Pokemon theme songs.
Oh, hell
yeah. Bro.
Amalie, you gotta get in there.
Dude. Oh, she does such a good job. She can do it herself. She don't even need these motherfuckers. Fine. But we'll also get more news on Pokemon throughout the year, including, are we getting a Diamond and Pearl remaster? Are we getting a brand new Pokemon game? What are we getting? I don't fucking know, but it's something, because it's 25 years of Pokemon. This season of Fortnite has been all about hunting and bounty hunters and such like that, so the Predator is arriving in Fortnite. We don't know when, but it is soon. The Predator is coming. For everybody, especially in this chat, because I know you're all old enough to remember Adobe Flash, it's gone. Adobe Flash is no more. No more Flash Player. Rest in peace. It's gone. They shut it down. So, sorry, everybody. Sorry. I'm going to do this first before I get into Blizzard. I'm going to do this one first. So, CES 2021 is happening all week. They showed a lot of new TVs and tech and all sorts of things. They showed a rollable screen, phone screens by LG and for TVs by TCL. They showed the new 2020 models to drop in price, and they're going to have new 2021 models coming out soon for different TVs. Razer's working on a really cool N95 mask, but the one that's actually really cool, Asus has announced a monitor, which HDMI 2.1. And yeah, I know, David, you said everybody's been waiting for it. It's going to arrive in March, but we don't have a price yet. Are you excited that we're finally starting to get HDMI 2.1 monitors?
Yes, because obviously the next gen consoles need it all. So I'll be like someone for me who obviously plays on PC, but also wants to play my console gaming. I need one that does both. Mm-hmm. So I'll be looking forward to that. Obviously, I need to know the other specs, right? I need to know what's the hertz and then what's my millisecond response time, right? Obviously, my millisecond response time, probably I don't care too much about the HDMI 2.1, but I do when it's my DisplayPort cable coming from my PC when I'm playing Warzone or other shooting game. But this price is probably going to be up there. I'm going to assume $500-$600 more. Since the initial specs was 4K 144 hertz. I think if I look at a 4K 140 hertz right now, we're already looking in the 500 range.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you're probably
plus,
right.
Plus, if this is going to be the only monitor that's a 2.1 HDMI, it's going to even be more.
Oh, another 380 release. That's true, too. It's going to be probably really hard to get right away. Also, I saw the Fortnite discussion. It's fucking... You guys need to chill out. Talking shit about Fortnite like that, all right? Chill out, everybody. All right.
Hey.
Mind
those are my subscribers.
Right? Mind your business. If you wanna get wrecked in Fortnite, you let me know. All
right,
people.
I will download Fortnite right now. Barely playing, I'll beat your ass.
I mean, it's about the same, bro. Neither of us play on. I've never played really on PC, and you don't really play it, so it's like the same. It's fine. Cool. It's cool. But I mean, I'm
pro gamer strat. I don't need to play it.
That's true. Yeah, he's like, no, it's cool. I got Warzone. Don't worry about it. And to wrap up the show, for people that use Battle.net launcher, we know it has looked the same for a long time. And finally, Blizzard is going to give the Battle.net launcher a much-needed facelift. It's going to begin rolling out. It's going to start here in North America and then work its way global. Junior, I saw pictures of it. Are you excited for the facelift finally?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, it's kind of like with all the consoles and everything, like when you get the same overlay for year after year, new console after generation, you know, and they tweak it here and there or whatever. Whereas the Battle.net overlay where the UI came out, it was the exact same fucking thing since it premiered. They've never touched it, never done anything. And what pissed me off is every time you want to look at your friends list, you either got to go into the game
that you're playing, you're right,
show it up, or when you click on the Battle.net app on the friends list, it pops up a whole new window. Mm-hmm. You know, for that to me is just bullshit. It's like, why? Just kind of like open up the list right there. And I saw the picture that you posted, and it shows it all on one screen,
yes,
on one app. I was like, finally, you know, something that we can use, something we can work with.
It's also that you'll be able to favorite your games as well, so those will be the ones that appear first. You don't have to worry about, like, I'm sure, you know, because David, you play in Warzone and everything. Obviously, it's Activision, so we all have to use Battle.net. And he's just looking at a bunch of fucking games he doesn't have installed. He's just like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, like, all right, dude, like, here's WoW and Call of Duty. Like, that's all I need. I don't know why I got everything else. So that would be really cool. Mike, are you excited? As someone who... I mean, you're still newer to it, obviously, than the rest of us, really. But are you excited for Battle.net Launcher to get a much-needed facelift?
Sure, I guess.
I guess you're still used. You're still new to it, huh?
I mean, to him, he just presses play on WoW, and that's about the only time he sees it. So.
Still new to me, so like I haven't seen it more than a year. It's whatevs.
Okay. I get it. That's fine. You're a newbie. It's cool. because I mean, the Junior, I don't remember when it was redone last time.
No,
it's like, so shit.
Pretty much, like, I think WoW had its own app, you know, and everything before, you know, Overwatch and Hearthstone and all that came out or whatever. So obviously, they had to unite it under one app. But ever since they did that, it's been the same overlay since then.
Yes,
you know, I mean, the graphics and the, obviously the little side scroll, you know, things that pop up, whatever, obviously are going to be different as the updates and shit like that for the games. But like Mike said, or David said, I mean, you got the play button on the bottom left, you got your friends list on top right, and you got a preview of the game that you have highlighted from your list of games on the left that you probably don't even play.
Yeah,
that's 100%. It. That's the way it's been for who knows how many years.
Forever. I'm excited. I'm just excited. David, do you feel happy or anything really that they're going to update the Battle.net launcher? Boom.
Sorry, I was talking to chat. Oh, can you repeat that?
What are your thoughts on Battle.net launcher getting updated?
To be honest, it's probably the same as Mike, right? I literally just open up the launcher really quick and then just start what game I want. Sometimes I don't even see it because I just click on my Warzone quick launch. All I have to do is click the play button and then I go right to it. It sounds like they needed an update and the friends listing. I mean, I've played around with that too, so I could see why that could be a little hassle. It definitely sounded like it needed an update. So, great.
Yeah, well, everybody, thank you for listening to another episode of Amalgamation Nation. As always, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at AMNationPod. Make sure you hit that follow button there. On YouTube, search Amalgamation Nation and hit that sub button. You can listen on podcast platforms such as Spotify, Google, Apple, etc. Thank you for listening. Make sure you follow and sub on there as well. For merch, it's teespring.com/store/AMNation-UndeadRebel. That's a mouthful, so you can also find it in the episode description link on the podcast of your choice, our podcast platform of your choice, and it's also our pinned tweet on Twitter at AMNationPod. Make sure you go to twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull, where we stream the show Tuesdays and Thursdays, and as well as David streaming throughout the week. Make sure you follow him and give him a sub. If you have Amazon Prime, you do get a free sub a month, so give it to Undead Red Bull. We'll be back. We'll have a new episode for you Monday on podcast platforms, because this weekend it is Weebisode 11 Shippuden Edition. I'm so fucking hyped to talk Naruto Shippuden, finally. And spoils all over the place. That's going to be super dope. And then we'll be streaming the show again Tuesday night for our sports show. So everybody, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Junior, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have a quote?
No, I do not, sir.
Okay.
I figured Dan was going to be on the show.
That's okay. Sorry, he let us down. That would be it. It's cool.
I got you, Ryan.
Oh, you do have a quote? Ooh. Okay.
No, I'm going to set you up for you to give me the quote.
Oh, shit. All right, hold on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
put you on the...
All right, hold on. I got to look up a quote now. God damn it.
Well, why you do that?
Yeah.
Mr. Ryan Green Machine Ebner, the two-time garage champ, Livia Lund-like in person, John Cena following, please take us away with the quote of the week.
Thank you, sir. Work hard, do good, be incredible. Cheryl Strayed. As always, you stay breezy.
If you ever feel alone, 'cause yeah, sometimes we'll feel alone. In a second, I'll be right there. Turn around, let it rain. Turn around and let it rain on me. Don't you be afraid.